7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me.
All right. Looks like last night's agenda not as extensive as the one the meeting before. Tell us about last night's meeting.
Yeah, and it got shorter before we hit the start button. So we had three more postponements before 4 o'clock yesterday. So it was short is a good word. Item number one was postponed, 46 Criglia. That will be on our meeting next week. Number two, the Round Hill Club. This is for installation of a tent beyond 14 days, which requires commission consent. This is for two seasonal tent periods, one during the summer and one during the November period, for the summer being for camp activities that go on at the club, and the November tent for the end of season, you know, holiday parties and whatnot for the club. So these were reviewed and approved by the commission with conditions regarding the operating schedule and some nits and nats, but pretty typical. Next, items three and four, three being 103 Mason Street was postponed, four being the Mill Owners Company for 6 and 10 Glenville Street, and 328, 334, and 340 Pembroke Road were also postponed. Then we had 1114 East Putnam Ave, also known as the J House. They are looking to expand an outdoor terrace and have more outdoor seating during the warmer months. There was an issue with the overhang of this patio that may block the emergency vehicle access around the building. The applicant and the fire marshal are going out there and doing a dry run with a mock-up this week, this coming week, and that will hopefully prove or disprove that that there's enough clearance for the town's vehicles to get through there. But so that was left open for that small little detail, but an important one. Then we had a discussion item. The Carol and David Hahn, they're looking to open a art and class school for camps and parties in Old Greenwich. This is a currently residential building behind one of the lots on Sound Beach Avenue. 257 is the address of the house. They're looking to renovate the house and make it a commercial entity. Because there's pickup and drop-off, it requires a special permit, which requires a discussion with the commission before application, called a pre-application review. Just a lot of concern about drop-off and pickup. There has been the market is very good in Old Greenwich right now. We've had a number of new tenants going in, which is good, but some of them are class-based, mostly physical fitness-type studios, and we're hearing complaints that some of the operators might not be following their mandated occupancy limits, and it creates a little bit of problem, particularly on weekends when people are up and walking around, and it's hard to find a parking space in the downtown because people are doing yoga or pure bar or whatever the activity is. So commission's very keen on that, want to make sure that anybody going in knows that it's a delicate ecosystem in any of our downtown areas or commercial centers, and making sure that you have a cogent, complete, and very thoughtful management plan is going to be necessary to have a successful application whenever that comes back in. So, and that ended our meeting last night.
Now, it says you also had election of commission officers.
We did put it on. Some of the regular members were not available last night, so the commission on hold decided to postpone, and we'll do it again in May.
Sounds like the theme of the evening, postponements, right?
It does, yes. That is the word of the day.
Right. Okay, so as you mentioned, three meetings this month, right? So next meeting coming up next week?
Yeah, we have a back-to-back weeks on the 9th. Obviously, some of the postponements from last night will be on this one. We also have DPW, the sewer division, is coming in with a municipal improvement to replace the maintenance shed at on Strickland Road, and also a site plan to do that work, as well as replace the pump station in Coscob. So that'll be with the commission on the 9th. 58 Shore Road is a coastal app that we've had on our agenda a few times. It'll be back. I mentioned 46 Coriglia. We also have Country Day, the new track and athletic field redevelopment on the former St. Agnes property, that subdivision or merger of lots, really, and site plan will be back. I'm looking for, so the new 103 Mason will be on. We'll be talking about 17 Hemlock Drive, which is a significant house just north of the Post Road that is looking to do some renovation work. And the Putnam Indian Field School is looking to get approval to expand some of its enrollment. There was a limit on that property. They're looking to increase students by about 25 for the upcoming school year.
All right. Anything from Central Middle School? Anything?
Yes. Yep. So they're probably be on the April 30th meeting. Old Greenwich will be on the May 14th, Julaine Curtis and their front entryway redevelopment or new plan will be on the, I think where I'm looking at the 30th for that as well. So a few MIs that are, town projects that are going to be hopefully working its way through the process shortly.
All right, moving forward. All right, Pat, appreciate your time. Did you finish before the dinner break? We did.
I hate to mention that we were done by 5 o'clock, which is,
What'd you do with yourself after that?
I don't know. There was too much time. I got myself into some trouble, around the house, I think, so that's all right.
All right, a rare opportunity.
Right,
Pat, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. Be well. Have a good day.
See you next week. Bye.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat.